All right, at this time, I'd like to call the Crystal City Council work session into to order. And I guess Anne would be doing the
Got it.
okay. All right. Purposes tonight is to talk about the candidates for recruitment. And John, you had a comment.
I was just going to say, just so that we're consistent, that we work with the presentation that the potential candidate or organization recruitment firm used. So for Baker Tilly, I would say that we would not use this. We would just use the
Presentation.
presentation. Yeah, that seemed like that's what everybody worked from, was the one that they had online. Just ignore this one. That's my observation.
In what?
In terms of just reference, or you know, in terms of like being able to compare apples to apples across the board.
What? Why?
Why do I think that?
Yes.
Because I just think that it's I think if each one, because they only had 10 minutes, they gave us a 10-minute presentation, and so therefore they kind of geared the information. They could have probably easily built a book like this for us and handed them all, but they followed consistently what we asked for. We asked for a 10-minute presentation, which is what each one of these three are, and this is, you know, more like
More in depth.
More in depth or whatever. So I just think that we should just, you know, concentrate on comparing the three as they are and what they presented to us at the time.
The only thing I would question, because I'm just flipping through the presentation, is they talk about a bit of the time, they didn't really put the timeline in here.
That's in the big
But
packet.
it's
So
in the big one.
what they
Yeah.
originally submitted was the big packet. The smaller packet is what she handed out,
Right.
right? Which is kind of like an overview of the big packet.
Yeah, I would just say, just quickly look through that big one because didn't they talk about the timeline or am I missing that? I thought the timeline was in the bigger one. More specific timeline, the deliverable part, I think. Might be thinking of the other company. Yeah, like the last part is like sample brochures and sample reports. No, honestly, I don't know if I'm seeing a timeline in this big one.
It's hard to find stuff on Baker Tilly, except for what they
It
want.
says what they'll do, but it's in a process, but it didn't, like a couple of them had a nice timeline where they brought it up to the hire date of what they would do.
So on under task two, the recruitment and outreach, there is to the side, there's kind of like
Little graphic.
little graphic there. I don't know if it's exact what they thought would happen, but
That to me is one of the key things here,
I think they
in
all
my
pretty much
opinion.
said that, you know,
they're all of the timelines were the same or relatively the same, except for Barb and Lindell. Lindell basically was like, you can do it almost
Tomorrow.
tomorrow,
It would
right?
be
He didn't
tomorrow.
have a timeline. And then now Barb had a timeline, but it was really short. All of the other timelines from, you know, all of the candidates were very, very similar as far as
Yeah.
basically a start date of
6 months.
December.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's all past when Anne's leaving.
Except for, like I said, except for the only two, that was
Her
Barb and Lindell were the only
Lindell.
two that had said they could
Need our timeline. Yeah.
do that before Anne leaves.
Oh, and I have a question for Anne too.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Anne, have you ever worked with any search companies like this in terms of recruiting personnel?
I have, when we recruited the Logis executive director, I worked with Baker Tilly.
Okay.
It wasn't Patty, it was her predecessor, Sharon Klump, who she talked about. But I have not worked with the other two in terms of search. I've obviously worked with Barb, as she mentioned, but not for a search.
Okay.
Okay. So With these three, we've pretty much got the same. No, we've got same timeline except for Barb. Cost, I think we got Tully's probably the most expensive. Am I right?
Yes.
And then DDA and then Barb, if I recall.
Yeah, Barb was a little bit more expensive, like $1,000 more than DDA.
Oh, they were. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sure.
And then what other metrics do you want to talk about? Who do you think would be give you the best candidate? I mean, that's the thing that
I think recruitment. I know one of my questions was what channels are you using? And they were all pretty much similar, I think, weren't they? Social media, industry organizations, within, if it's a hire within. Is that what you guys remember?
Yeah, I mean, so that was kind of one of the things that I was originally looking at. One, the cost, right? I saw that. And while that's not all the thing, I wanted to make sure, like, what is kind of the range, right? And I think these three are like within that, you know, the middle point, not, they weren't the high and weren't the low.
I think Tilly, if you add expenses, they get to be just as high.
Right. I was saying they weren't the high and they weren't the low. The high was Lindahl.
After expenses are added and meet about the same criteria.
No, that's what I'm saying. The high was Lindahl. The low was both of those. The high and the low aren't on these three.
Mm-hmm.
From the original group is what, okay. What I was saying.
Yeah.
You didn't hear what I said?
No, you said that when you add the expenses in, they're about the same. Which what I was saying is that.
Same as Lindahl, though.
Right.
Oh, you're saying, it goes up.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't see the other.
Because the expenses in Tilly aren't included and those get stacked on.
That's just the fee.
Just the fee.
Okay. So.
And that wasn't the same with DDA and.
I don't know about PDA.
I asked him that question about the town of Olivia. My mom's side of the family is from out that way. And so I knew it was a smaller community, and they typically, it's hard for them to find people to, you know, be staffed in those towns. And I thought he did a really good job of talking about how they were, it wasn't a city manager, but they found someone to be their finance director that was so good that the city turned around and hired her as the city manager. Mm. So, you know, So it was kind of an interesting way of him. And then I also talked about, so you must have some, because they're such a small town, and considering that, you know, they're a town of 2,500 people, you know, you would think that there would be some kind of sliding scale. And he goes, no, you know, cost is a cost, you know, but we apply the same metrics to
same process.
Yeah. Same process to every client. We don't like, you know, change things. He talked about how difficult it is to find people for outlying areas and stuff like that, getting them to apply for these positions. So I thought he did a really good job with explaining that. He talked a lot about the, you know, they tend to, he made it sound like they tend to look for candidates that will overperform in within government. So I kind of liked how he kind of went like they, you know, they're, you know, sharply focused on getting the right person, you know, not quite like, you know, what Craig was talking about, but definitely I was impressed with his response.
What was Craig talking about?
Oh, like, you know, he was just going to find someone who's like Ann.
Oh gosh. Did you not read his recommendations?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. So that's not just getting somebody as fast as you can.
Yeah.
What was the point? The theme?
No, he said he was saying he was going to get somebody like
Ann.
Like,
yeah.
Not as fast.
Yeah.
Like Ann.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. So what was your response to reading those recommendations? What was the theme that emerged for you?
They were all very old. The most current one was 2009.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I just thought that
that's fine.
Well,
but that's not a response from what the content was.
No, they were just too old for me to even consider him. Like, he haven't done anything in the last 15 years.
Okay. you know he's been on the Forbes top for the last 5 years. And that he's at the top of the recruiting for the country.
In corporate America.
Yeah, in corporate America.
But he's twice or two and a half times as expensive as
the he gets his people, you know.
But, okay.
I thought we
I would like to have met his wife. That was one thing I was
it's a conversation piece.
I think we should.
Did anybody have a takeaway other than the dates?
Takeaway other than what?
From whom? Than the dates of the.
No, I mean, I thought all the recommendations or whatever you call them, reference letters, I thought were very personal. They were definitely, they were absolutely just glowing in terms of, you know, of what he was able to accomplish for them in a relatively short period of time. I thought that was the case. And I also thought that, you know, that not only did he deliver for them the first time, but when they went back to him to find other candidates, he was able to find the right candidate for them. And you know, frankly, he may not be the right guy for the council, but I did vote for him. So I mean, I did kind of, you know, he kind of reminded me of a baseball scout is what he kind of reminded me of. So,
you know, and I could. That's the thing that struck me is, you know, because I didn't know him from Adam before the process, and he finds candidates that the Lindell way was, well, actually,
yeah, I read through that too.
I want to know if what your other viewpoints were on reading his.
Oh, I'm not sure why he's a topic. I'm kind of trying to figure out where you're going with it because he's not a topic of conversation.
I understand that, but I'm just curious. I want to know if we did our homework.
Yeah,
that's what I want to know.
I guess my issue is I felt like he didn't do his homework. Like this isn't his realm in government, if that makes any sense. Which then gave me flags for. I believe he finds the right candidates, right, for corporate America. He's very, very good at what he does, right? But for to find what we're looking for, I just didn't feel like, you know, he's trying to get into a realm that he's not in. And because we have a short time frame, mm-hmm. we need people with experience in what we're looking for. Which that was my biggest takeaway, which why I liked him, right? You know, and I mean, but I also kind of got the used car salesman vibe a little bit. I mean, he's a salesman, right?
Absolutely.
And that was just the vibe that I got. My gut said not to go with him.
Okay.
You know, not that I didn't feel like he isn't qualified or good, but.
But after reading the letters, you didn't see an emergency.
It didn't change. No. Okay. No, it was just, he submitted a packet with letters, which. Then my question is, and so my takeaway is he would probably fail at the open meeting, you know, stuff, you know, some of the other like legal requirements and stuff that we have to go through because we're government, not a corporation, that could be a big issue. And that was why I didn't.
That's valid.
I didn't go that way. Yeah. You know, I mean, where everybody else talks about. Yeah, you know, we have to do, like when Kim asked that question, everybody else outlines that in this is how we will, you know, handle that.
Okay. Well, I saw him as like the only person who really goes and does the work and does the recruiting. And the rest is just a team, you know, and it's when you get into some of the bigger companies. I want to make sure that we actually did our homework on that because he's the guy who presents from my perspective as the person who can get somebody to the caliber that we're looking for and can get them. And it's part of the process, the Lindell process. So, I mean, obviously he's not in the final three. If we can't get a candidate out of these final three.
Well, I think we can.
Well, I hope we can. And I hope we can do it at the standard in which I believe that Craig could, because what we want to do is get someone of a caliber that can be Ann-like or even achieve at higher levels in the future. Yeah, go ahead.
So are we going to try to get to a consensus on a candidate, or are we going to, like, you know, just, you know, vote and see, you know, best man, woman?
You're talking about these recruiters?
Yes.
Or these companies? I think we're going to try to get to a consensus.
Oh, great. Okay.
I think we left the best candidate back at the last meeting. I really do.
Well, I can kind of understand what you're saying. He was going to clone Ann, which is, you know, what I want him here, right? But I think there is a, you know, we as a council, we decided to pare it down to three, and we got our three. So
I know we did.
And I think we'll get a good we'll get a good consultant, you know, as a result of that, I think. But, you know, like you said, and I agree with what Brendan has to say, too, is that it was a little bit like a used car salesman. But, you know, I just kind of liked his, you know, his moxie, you know. I was just like, I was eating it up, you know.
I mean, you wonder why he's at the top of his field.
Sure.
You know exactly why. Well, those other things can be taught, you know. It's just one of those things. I don't know if you read the letters, there was an emergent theme of excellent recruits,
sure,
above and beyond what anybody expected.
Right.
In not in just recruiting, but in areas that were very, very, very difficult.
And very specific.
He wasn't just in engineering, just sales. He was in all the different areas. And that's why I thought, this guy can do the same process, the same. Not finding the person who's unemployed, not finding the person who's underemployed, not finding the person who's miserable in their job, choosing from that pool, but finding somebody who's happy in their job and who really loves their job.
And I think the consultants that we have in front of us, you know, they'll follow those same guidelines too. I mean, if you have a break in employment, that's a red flag to them. I mean, that's definitely something that's going to come up.
Okay.
You know, you and I can talk more about Craig later on if you want, but
that was one of the three things that all three of these also did say, right, that they have, you know, their own channels. I think it's more so through DDA was more, you know, that they leverage their, you know, who they know that's in places, you know, already, right, that are top performers. And so it's not just, you know, kind of back to what Nancy was saying, right? What channels do you use, right? Not just posting them in advertising, but going, you know, after people saying, hey, this position is open and, you know, I think you'd be a great fit, you know, what do you, in getting people that are already in places, you know, and that's what, you know, that's what recruiters, you know, do, headhunters do. They go and try and get people from, you know, good ones anyway, right? They go and get people. But you also, when you have people who are applying, right, and I think back to all of the, you know, the different hiring processes that I've been a part of, you know, in other places where, like, you know, when you're looking for a chief of police, right, you know, yeah, there's the internal process, but when you're doing a national search, you know, it's out there. But then there's also, they go after, you know, we had a lot of friends of mine who people contacted them and say, hey, you know, the Henderson Police Department is hiring, you know, you should put in for it, you know, and so now, you know, I know chiefs all over the whole country because these were people who were lieutenants and deputy chiefs that I'd worked with.
And you're describing a different process, but that's okay.
A different process. What do you mean?
Yeah, it's a different process than the Lindell process. I mean, it's not the same. You started the analogy as, you know, they're doing the same things, but
they go and he goes out and seeks people that he knows from connections that are in places, all, you know, that are,
I mean, doing. One is a word of mouth recruiting process, and the other one is
that's the same thing. That's what he goes out and talks to somebody.
You gotta let Lindell go.
He goes out and he talks to somebody, right? Yes, he's a person, same thing, right? Where I mean, I've had people contact me and say, hey, I'm, you know, we got this job that I think you would be a great fit for. Would you consider applying for it?
Yeah, no,
that's the same exact thing.
There's a little finesse there, but that's okay. I'm irritating everybody. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. But I think if, you know,
I think it's important to talk about some of the things, the reasons why we like who we like.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Therese. You got something?
We spent a long time listening to Craig Lindell, and none of us, I thought at the end of the last meeting, were interested in him. Let's move on. Let's talk about the three viable candidates we have.
Okay. We'll talk about the three that's exactly what we're going to do today. We'll see. If they can perform, great. Then yes. How do you want to move forward? Do you want to talk about each of them one at a time, what you liked, what you disliked? Anybody?
Yeah, I was thinking, should we start like with a category, like experience or fee or?
Well, we did fee and we kind of did timelines.
Timelines, yeah. Timelines is important. Also, I know some of them had that guarantee where if the person didn't work out, they would just charge expenses.
I think they all did that.
So that's all apples to apples there.
What about process? Did any of them seem leaner to you? Did any of them seem overkill?
Baker had that thing where they would test us, right?
Yeah.
Barb, I was a little, I don't think she really helped me with understanding her process. I think that, you know, when she did, she gave her presentation was, I think that she didn't really give me a sense of exactly how she does what she does. She must be successful. I mean, she said she had found some.
Yeah, we don't have her presentation that she provided us, did she? We have the timeline here.
Right.
She said she wasn't a recruiter.
Right. No, that's not her. That's not her primary forte.
Right.
I mean,
and quite honestly, for Baker Tilly, their primary forte is
their primary forte is recruiting.
It's
Baker is an accountant. Well, I'm saying in that, like with what their process of you know, hiring people, they have a very long list of hiring city administrators all throughout the country.
It's not what they're known for. They're known for their awesome accounting.
Correct. Right. It's just like a different division.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, accounting firms have all kinds of business consulting, and this is just one of them. Yeah, Trace.
If we're going to talk about internal candidates, when do we do that?
It's going to be through these organizations,
through
right?
The organization. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Is that everybody cool with that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Totally.
Yep.
Question on Barbara's documentation. She had, in conjunction with the new city manager, create a 6-month work onboarding plan that includes targeted check-ins. Did the others provide that? I'm just going to flip through their packages. But that interested me.
DDA had check-ins.
Periodic check-ins, yeah, for follow-up.
Weekly check-ins for DDA. Mm-hmm. Mark was going to be in contact with us on a weekly. At least.
Yeah. But once the person is hired, that's where Barbara, I think, stood out to me a little bit because of the onboarding 6-month plan that includes targeted check-ins. After the finalist is selected. You know, to me, that's like a thorough extra step. Is this person the right fit? You know, and what if they aren't?
So Barb would help onboard this person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That I thought was a nice qualification for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on page 2 of her presentation or her packet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think also, you know, I'm not leaning in any one of the three right now. One I'm not leaning toward, but another thing that struck me about Barbara is her extensive experience working with the city of Crystal. I think she understands as well. To me, that could be a potential bonus as well.
Even though she's not a recruiter?
Correct. But she understands us. So with her channels that she goes through, that could be a potential good thing that she knows the right fit for us, possibly.
I'm really hoping that whoever we choose will understand who we are. They're going to mm-hmm. do individual contacts right. with each of us.
Yeah, that's true. And I think understanding what it is we're looking for.
Yeah. So did Barb stand out for you amongst all the other?
I think, honestly, the DDA and Barbara stood out. They were my two top picks because of Barbara's difference in that onboarding and that she has worked with Crystal in the past with the fire department and some other things. So,
yeah, I don't know what her work there was.
Right.
I was on the department when she was there doing that.
Okay.
I had no knowledge that she existed.
Okay.
So I don't know what it was.
The minus would be the lack of recruitment, you know, yeah. That would be the concern. But there were a couple things that stood out that I thought were not offered by the others that I thought might be a good fit for us. But otherwise, for me, the top two are DDA or what works.
Those are my top two as well.
I think I mentioned it at the meeting. When I went through all the packets and then the presentations, like DDA was the one that kind of bounced out at me. Mm-hmm. Just because I liked what they laid out. I liked what they talked about, the weekly check-ins, their experience in the Upper Midwest, kind of their profile of like who they've recruited recently within the metro area all appealed to me. So that was kind of my most comfort level. And then probably Baker Tilly would be like my number two. And that kind of, I liked what they had to say. I liked their, you know, having kind of a big firm with a lot of like power behind it, you know, appeals to me in a way mm-hmm. as well. And just, they have a good list, you know, as well of who they've found and done that. So that was, that would be my thought. I thought, yeah, DDA probably number one and then Baker Tilly two for me.
Do you have them ranked or don't you?
I do.
Okay. Why don't you go?
Yeah. I'd say my top two, was Baker Tilly and DDA. And I think for me, what I think is the most important is that both of those two have the ability to cast the widest net, if that makes any sense, not just using their local channels
sure.
of this, you know, region, right? Not saying that there's not quality candidates out there, but I think, you know, again, this is just a great opportunity that I want to make sure we pick somebody who has the ability to really not just by posting on a, you know, on a search engine, right. Mm-hmm. To be able to look at the national thing, but have connections of people throughout the entire country, right. That, you know, there could be some really good quality candidates, I think we also have, you know, if anybody internally, right. Once you, mm-hmm. it's not excluding them, but right. Being able to cast the net, you know, wide and not just saying, okay, well, we're posting on the League of Minnesota Cities, right? But know that we have somebody that has the ability to go, like I said, all throughout the entire country.
Yeah.
And that's one of the, I guess, one of the things that stood out to me that's why those two rose to the top, you know, because I think that, to me, I think that's probably the most important. You know, they all do things where they kind of, you know, they're going to meet with us and figure out to get the right fit. But if they don't have the access to, you know, a wide, diverse variety of candidates, then I think that then becomes, then everything is limited. And I don't think that is the best use of this opportunity.
Anybody, go ahead, John.
I agree with Brendan on that because I thought that Gary did a great job with explaining why they not only advertise locally, but also nationally as well. And he explained why. He says, you never know. There might be someone who's wishing to come back home or whatever. And I thought he did a really good job with explaining. He says, and he goes, you don't ever want to exclude those people from the process. And I liked how he had a very, very matter of fact approach to it. And I just thought he did a really good job with explaining, you know, the process of why looking for external candidates outside of the state of Minnesota. So,
okay.
Do you want to know what DDA was my number one?
Was it?
Yeah.
Anybody else not been heard?
Well, did you have a second, John, or was DDA?
They didn't make the cut.
Out of these right, three, who would be your number two?
I would have to go with Barb, I think. You know, I'm concerned with Baker. The only concern I have about Baker Tilly is, I'm not sure if they would end up being a good fit for us. I think that's my only concern. I think, you know, this was a corporate setting, sure. You know, hands down, no problem. But I just think in terms of local government or something like that, I don't know if it would really, you know, I don't know if we'd be pleased with, the results. So
mm-hmm.
that's my only concern. Plus, I don't want to do any testing. Come on.
No, I don't want to be tested. Well, the other thing concerned too might be expenses. You know, if those rack up, that could be, I don't know what their expense facility, could be. Yeah. That was
another 10 grand it could be.
Yeah.
Which puts it right up to the top.
Right. And Jim, what are your picks?
You know, my first pick.
Yes.
Your second pick is DDA, I think.
So off of this list, that's your first pick?
That's my first pick. Yeah. I thought you'd catch that.
No, I was sitting there, I was like.
He wants to dig Craig up, you know?
You know, given the opportunity, I wouldn't have hurt people, but I knew that wasn't going to happen. I just want to know, I want you guys to think about if things go south here, that there's another avenue, and there's another avenue that can happen fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really concerned about all of these in terms of finding the quality candidate. DDA is the one that I think can do it without overextended process. I would say if I were to rank him, I would go DDA, Barb, Tilly, in that order. And I'm not comfortable with my second and third choice at all, kind of like John was. I only had one that I would.
For your second.
That I would consider. So.
So based on my little tally here, it looks like DDA has four for a top pick.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you have first?
DDA.
DDA.
Yeah.
DDA.
DDA.
I actually like Barb better, but.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry. I thought you said DDA.
No, they were both equal, but I'd give the majority to Barb, but I don't dislike DDA. I think we all are fine with DDA. I think the consensus is DDA.
I think Everybody had DDA and
one or two. Yeah, right. I mean, it would have been my number two. I wouldn't have any heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, you know, I mean, if I was to sit here and like based off your tally and then even all of our conversation, I'd say that it's a pretty clear consensus of DDA in all of these three.
Okay. If we get to November and we don't have a viable candidate, we're having a different conversation.
Yeah. We're going to Naples.
Plan
going
B.
To
Naples.
We're going to Naples. We're getting the limo. We're going to Naples.
That's right.
We're going to leave.
And do we have a travel budget?
Yep.
I guess we may need one. So are you confident enough for me to call Gary and Mark tonight and let them know that they are going to do that?
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, don't take off after the meeting. I have something for you that I think you'll get a kick out of.
Sure.
With that, you got any other questions for us, Ann?
Nope.
All right. Thank you. We are adjourned.
Thank you.